Sayyidina Anas bin Malik alayhi rahma has narrated that Imam Hassan resembled Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He looked very similar to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than anybody else.
We can't
imagine the beauty of Imam Hassan, that he's resembling the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Like other companions, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu ta'ala an also had deep love for them, for the grandson of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Like the Sahaba, the companions, all of them had great affection and love to Imam Hassan. He said about Imam Hassan on one occasion, by Allah azza wa jal, no woman has given birth to any son like Hassan bin Ali. This is the beauty of Imam Hassan. And then further it's mentioned that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had deep affection for Sayyidina Imam Hassan Mujtaba radiyallahu ta'ala an. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam would come out of the home carrying Sayyidina Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala, and sometimes in his blessed arms and sometimes on his blessed shoulders.
Allahu Akbar.
And we're going to listen to the famous hadith in a little while, inshallah. Sometimes he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would go to the house of Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu ta'ala and just to see his beautiful grandson. From this we learn, have love and affection towards your family, the youngsters. Look for them, call them towards you so they come with that love and the affection, so they want to see the elders. Sayyidina Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala also developed very close attachment to him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this beautiful hadith sharif that I was referring to, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was once carrying Sayyidina Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala on his blessed shoulder. A person said, "Oh son, you are riding on something very good." And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "The rider is also very good." On another occasion, Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu states, "I was walking and I saw Imam Hassan, tears swelled up in my eyes. One day the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came, saw me in Masjid Nabawi, and I held the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's hand, and we walked for a while till we reached the marketplace. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't speak. Then all of a sudden, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, 'Where is the little child? Bring him to me.'" Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala an stated, "I saw that Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala an came and sat on the blessed lap of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the greatest and noblest Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam inserted his blessed tongue into the mouth of Sayyidina Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala an and said three times, 'Oh Allah, I love him.
Subhanallah.
Oh Allah, I love him. Oh Allah, love him. As you also love him, as well as the ones who loves him.'" And inshallah azza wa jal, may we be included amongst Ameen those people that love Imam Hassan and love Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala an, and we have the ability to follow their footsteps, inshallah.